Black and Blue by James Wolcott. After decades of police killings of unarmed black men, America must face up to a bias beyond racism that runs deep in the national psyche. Even for a radical magazine in a radical decade with Molotov cocktails on its mind, the cover of the July 1969 issue of Ramparts was, shall we say, arresting. Breaking the fourth wall in a big way, it cried, "Halt!" with a helmeted, face-shadowed policeman pointing a revolver square at the reader's head, and offered the following bounty: $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any cop who has murdered a black man. Many of Rampart's insurrectionist covers have dated into countercultural relics. Not this one. Here we are, 46 years later, deep in the second term of the country's first African-American president, and for all of the country's racial progress, the killings of black men and boys by police officers haven't dwindled into a few grievous rogue cop incidents. They've appeared to accelerate and hemorrhage into a Rorschach blot of blood pools. Were any magazine to tout a similar wanted poster today, the inundation would immobilize its inbox. Ramparts felt compelled to step up to the plate with its graphic proposal because, back in those analog days of Mad Men Yore, documentation of police brutality was sketchy, sporadic, heavily dependent on eyewitness accounts. Digital technology has democratized eyewitnesshood, made it less subject to the Rashomon effect. All it takes to record law officers in the act of firing on an unarmed suspect or executing a beatdown is a bystander with a cell phone camera or a surveillance cam in just the right spot. Yet the vortex impact of viral footage of killer cops, the outrage, protest marches, criminal charges, doesn't seem to have inhibited lethal forcers. Each week, a new victim seems to go up on the scoreboard. Black Lives Matter was the protest message adopted after the acquittal in 2013 of George Zimmerman in the shooting of the unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. It swelled into a movement as open season seemed to be declared on black males and tragedies multiplied. Black lives matter in America, but white lives.